Cluster B personality disorders are characterized by dramatic, overly emotional, and unpredictable thoughts and behavior. From Ars Longa Media, this is Cluster B, scientifically informed, expert insights into the four Cluster B personality types, antisocial, borderline, narcissistic, and histrionic personality disorder. Here's today's host, Dr. Todd Grande.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today's question is borderline personality disorder actually a personality disorder? Now, most mental health clinicians agree, of course, that borderline personality disorder is a mental health disorder. But some individuals believe that it's not truly a personality disorder. Now, a personality disorder is an enduring and pervasive pattern of inner experience and behavior that leads to impairment or clinically significant distress. So we think of these as rigid and inflexible, and there's distorted thinking with a personality disorder. Also, the full criteria for a personality disorder would be met in adolescence or early adulthood, and it remains stable over time. So that is really distinct from other mental health disorders, which do tend to cycle a bit. Personality disorders don't tend to do that. If we look at borderline personality disorder specifically, we see this pattern of unstable relationships, this idealization devaluation cycle, difficulty with self-image, impulse control, and anger. So at first glance, it does appear that borderline personality disorder fits with the other personality disorders. But let's look at the alternate theory. Some of these alternate theories about what borderline personality disorder is come from the symptoms, but some others come from the causes. We know more about the potential contributors or causes to borderline personality disorder than we have in the past. So we know that there is an effect here from genetics. The heritability of borderline personality disorder is somewhere between 40 and 60%. But we also know there are plenty of environmental factors that seem to be associated with a higher risk of developing borderline personality disorder. For example, around 70 to 80% of individuals with this diagnosis had trauma when they were children, experienced traumatic events when they were children. We also see ineffective, detached, and distant parenting associated with borderline personality disorder, and exposure to chronic stress and fear. Neglect and abandonment are also associated with this disorder. So we know a little bit more about what may cause borderline personality disorder. And that, as I mentioned, in part has fueled this alternate theory that borderline personality disorder is not a personality disorder, but rather it's some sort of trauma disorder, not post-traumatic stress disorder, but some other trauma disorder that has yet to be named and classified. Just because the contributors or potentially the causation of borderline personality disorder can be seen in these environmental and genetic aspects doesn't mean it's not a personality disorder. Many of the other personality disorders have similar genetic and environmental links. And in terms of the suspected etiological factors, they share trauma, they share neglect and abandonment, and exposure to chronic stress and fear. So really, if we look at borderline personality disorder, it makes sense that this grouping of symptoms is classified as a disorder, and it makes sense that it's grouped with other personality disorders. Borderline personality disorder shares a number of symptoms with other personality disorders, like dependent, histrionic, and narcissistic. So it does seem to make sense that borderline personality disorder is grouped as a personality disorder. That doesn't mean that this disorder is not subject to criticism. Even though it does seem to be a personality disorder, it does seem to be correctly classified. One of the concerns I have about borderline personality disorder is how often it's misdiagnosed. It's generally considered one of the most misdiagnosed personality disorders. And I think there are a variety of reasons here that offer a fairly good explanation of what's going on in terms of the misdiagnosing of borderline personality disorder. If we look at borderline personality disorder, as well as many of the other personality disorders, we see that there are a number of disorders that are comorbid with these disorders, meaning they tend to occur together. With borderline personality disorder, we see a lot of substance use disorder as comorbid and a lot of depressive disorders as comorbid. So consider that somebody who meets the full criteria for borderline personality disorder goes into a mental health agency for assessment, and they initially present with substance use difficulties, and they've had at least one major depressive episode in their history. So right away, the mental health clinician may be thinking more bipolar than borderline in terms of a diagnosis. Then the client reports affective instability, impulsivity, and anger, and the clinician starts to look at mania or hypomania as a real possibility. Then we have bipolar 1 or bipolar 2 diagnosis instead of borderline personality disorder.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
Science, science, science! Hello, podcast fans. Want to get weird with us? Come check out the Mad Scientist Podcast. We are a weekly show that looks at the history, philosophy, and hard facts behind your biggest paranormal questions.
Did the government really pay for a psychic spy program?
Yes!
Is it true that surgery got its start in grave robbing?
Yes!
Can a roller coaster really kill you?
Legally, we can't say so for sure, but sometimes, yes! Join myself, Chris Cogswell, and my co-host, Marie Mayhew, as we examine the science, philosophy, and history behind the strange and unusual. All to discover what's possible and plausible versus what's, well, just made up. Check us out wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Mad Scientist Podcast.
Another area around this misdiagnosing is that a number of mental health clinicians don't understand that borderline and bipolar are comorbid. Those two mental health disorders can occur at the same time. You don't have to diagnose just one or the other, although that does appear to be a common misconception. Another area is gender. There is this idea that females are more at risk to develop borderline personality disorder than males. And there is some evidence to suggest that's true, but there's also evidence to suggest that borderline personality disorder affects males and females equally. But because of this idea that females are more at risk, I believe that males that meet the full criteria are more likely to be misdiagnosed. They're more likely to receive a bipolar disorder diagnosis, for example. Another element that leads to misdiagnosing is the stigma. Now, unfortunately, there's a stigma with all mental health disorders, but particularly with personality disorders. And with borderline personality disorder, because that stigma is there, and because that label can be considered negative, mental health clinicians, I think, tend to avoid jumping right to a borderline personality diagnosis, even if the full criteria are met. They don't want to incorrectly diagnose somebody with a disorder that carries a stigma. And again, this is understandable, but the treatment protocol for borderline personality disorder is different, usually, than what we see for bipolar disorder or another disorder that may be diagnosed instead of borderline personality disorder, like major depressive disorder. So accurate diagnosing is crucial, although I can certainly appreciate that mental health clinicians want to be sensitive to incorrectly diagnosing someone or to labeling somebody as having a personality disorder when they might not. So we should be cautious when diagnosing, of course, but we also need to be accurate. Another area of criticism with borderline personality disorder is the name borderline itself. The name borderline was used years ago in the psychoanalytic community. And the idea of borderline personality disorder is that somebody's on the border between psychosis and neurosis. And neurosis meaning symptoms like anxiety and depression. So I think what those psychoanalysts were really trying to say is that individuals with this presentation were between psychosis and neurosis in a way that made it a distinct classification. And in some ways, more difficult to treat because there was some understanding of how to treat psychosis and some understanding of how to treat what they called neurosis. But this was kind of a new category. This name has persisted throughout the years, even though many of the other mental health disorders and many of the other personality disorders have names that tend to make sense. If you look at paranoid personality disorder, individuals with that disorder are paranoid. If you look at narcissistic personality disorder, individuals with that disorder tend to have narcissistic qualities. So those names make sense. But borderline personality disorder, that name doesn't really make any sense. Not now. Back when psychoanalysts used it, they had a theory, and that's why they named it borderline. But now it doesn't really make any sense. If you look at the mental health disorders that aren't personality disorders, most of those names are pretty good too. Major depressive disorder, persistent depressive disorder, generalized anxiety disorder. A lot of those have names that just by hearing the name, you can get a good idea of what's going on. But again, borderline personality disorder does not have a name that I think really reflects what's going on with the symptoms and the behavior. So to go back to the original question, is borderline personality disorder a personality disorder? Yes, I believe it is. However, there are other concerns with borderline personality disorder, like misdiagnosing and the name itself, that I think need to be adjusted.
For more content like this, check out Healthy Toxic, another podcast from Ars Longa Media, all about what makes or breaks relationships, including issues related to narcissism, narcissistic abuse, and how personality disorders affect relationships. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis. Learn more at arslonga.media.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.